92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison high schoolers walked out of class Wednesday protesting immigration enforcement and the killing of a U.S. citizen. Students from Madison East and West high schools marched to the Capitol holding signs and blowing whistles. A week ago, an immigration agent shot and killed Minnesota mom Renee Good. Here's what a student named Sammy told Whitaker Peters from Wart News.
ISIS, fascists, and are taking over the streets and taking our neighbors from us. And we can't be standing for that as a community.
They say it's important for young people to show up and be heard.
It shows that we really do have a voice and we really are represented and that we can speak up about issues we are passionate on. And I expect a lot of pushback if ICE is coming to Madison or anywhere else.
Their demonstration ended at the Capitol. In an update to that story we brought you about the future of the Beltline, Madison officials are against some of WSDOT's plans. A group of city leaders led by Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway is introducing a resolution formally opposing some of the potential changes to Madison's most central highway. That resolution says they don't want an expansion of the Beltline, especially projects that could displace residents, businesses, and add noise. They add Beltline expansion could create additional greenhouse gas emissions, hurt businesses during construction, and make the highway less safe. This resolution was just introduced, so it's not the official position of the city yet, but it's led by the mayor and co-sponsored by half of the Common Council. No new data centers in Madison for at least a year. That's according to a new ordinance passed by the Common Council. There are projects being built and considered all over Wisconsin. That includes in DeForest, where QTS wants to annex 1,600 acres of property. The Madison Common Council has passed an ordinance putting a moratorium on all new data centers over 10,000 square feet for 12 months. According to the city planning director, Megan Tuttle, they want to use this next year to further research data centers and put in new guidelines and recommendations.
I think as we'll hear throughout the duration of this moratorium, there are many different factors to consider, including land use questions related to energy, water, other utility services.
At Tuesday night's meeting, there was only one speaker against the proposal, David Aguayo from the Greater Madison Chamber of Commerce. He believes it's unfair to not even consider data center proposals when they can create economic benefit.
With multi-million dollar budget deficits, constant referenda that increase taxes, and council projects that rely on an increased tax base for funding, help us understand how a year of missed investment opportunities is a responsible path forward. It's frustrating to see a local government stall on the very technology that drives our regional economy.
According to the Wisconsin Policy Forum, data centers could increase Wisconsin's energy use by 8% by 2030. Jaden Troke is a power substation engineer. He wants to see lawmakers protect taxpayers from having to shoulder that extra cost.
It's going to be an increase for every person. The way that you can defend against it is by including something like this moratorium, where we can allow legislature to catch up with technology.
The moratorium passed unanimously. It's been a very busy week at the state capitol. The assembly in particular has passed a number of bills, including one that makes grooming a crime. That began with legislative hearings about how hard it can be for districts, police, and the Department of Public Instruction to investigate cases of abuse, when currently there's no law in Wisconsin that defines grooming. That bill now heads to the Senate. The assembly also passed a bill that would mean suspended judges cannot get a paycheck. That bill was prompted by the arrest of former Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan, who's now been convicted of obstruction but is appealing. After her suspension, she continued to receive her $175,000 a year salary. And the assembly passed a bill requiring the state to use E-Verify when hiring employees and contractors. E-Verify confirms someone's identity and their ability to work in the U.S. This is all happening in the state legislature when there's no way to watch from afar. Now, the state's version of C-SPAN, which has been shut down for a month, is continuing to fundraise. Here's Lisa Hale.
The Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network has launched a GoFundMe campaign. It hopes to raise $250,000 needed to resume coverage of the Wisconsin state government after suspending operations last month due to financial hardships. The nonprofit organization stopped broadcasting on December 15th when it could not sustain its nearly $800,000 operating budget through donations. The network has provided live, unedited coverage of the Wisconsin legislature, executive branch, and the state Supreme Court since 2007.
But a solution could be in the works. Speaker Robin Voss told the Journal Sentinel they hope to have a plan in place by the end of the session this spring. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
A timeout for Wisconsin. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, an up and down start to the season. Wisconsin now on a roll. Wins over three Big Ten teams in a row. UCLA, Michigan, and Minnesota. Up next, they host Rutgers Saturday afternoon at 1. Greg Gard.
We need a day off. We've had a long, this has been a heck of a three game grind. So we'll get some rest tomorrow and then use the last 2 days of the week to prep for Saturday.
NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio tonight to take on the Spurs. NFL, the Bears host the Rams Sunday night at 5:30 in the playoffs after beating the Packers last weekend in Chicago. Lucas Van Ness.
Yeah, you know, that hurts. You know, I got to give credit to them. They found a way to finish in the fourth quarter the last two times we played them. And, you know, unfortunately, that comes down to our finish. And we didn't do enough defensively to hold our lead. And, you know, that's going to sink for a while.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds for today with high temperatures in the mid-20s. For tonight, scattered light snow showers, lows in the lower 20s, periods of light snow again on Friday, total snow accumulations of 1 to 2 inches, high temps in the mid-30s.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.